Thank you all very much. That was very generous. The risk of being unpopular, it's my job to tell you all I think you should all be forced to vote in elections and fined should you wish not to do that. But of course, the issue that we're discussing tonight is in the question of the debate, which is whether compulsory voting would give the unheard a voice in our politics and in our society. And the main question there, I guess, hinges, and the answer to this question hinges around who you think the unheard are. If you think, or if your interest is in the unheard who happen to vote at similar levels to people who are heard, for want of a better term, such as women who tend to vote at similar levels as men, compulsory voting probably isn't the answer. But if you're concerned about people who are disproportionately unlikely to vote in elections, principally young people, for example, as I am, compulsory voting probably is the answer. And I'm here to argue that young people are the unheard. They're an unheard group that we should be particularly concerned about and something that we need to do something quite radical to address. So first of all, and are young people unheard? Well, if you look at turnout, I think it's difficult to suggest anything different. We have a really serious problem in this country, which is that young people today are less likely to vote than young people have ever been, not just since the voting age was lowered to 18, but even before that. And to give you a few figures for this, if you look at the average turnout of people aged between 18 and 25, between 1983 and 1992, just before turnout really started to drop in this country, on average about two-thirds would vote in an election. That wasn't far below the average for the wider electorate. But if you look at the average since then, since 1997, the average is 50%. Typically, one in two young people do not vote in elections in this country. And if you take into account the fact that there are many young people not on the electoral register, the sad truth is that the typical person under 25 does not vote in elections in Britain today. I think we can also look at this from the perspective of policy goals or policy goods that are ditched out, which really reinforces the claim that young people are the unheard. In the last Parliament, we had the best example, probably, that we will ever be able to use, the most high-profile example of a broken manifesto promise I have ever heard of, in the form of the Liberal Democrat U-turn on the tuition fees pledge that they made to students just before the election. While the Liberal Democrats were breaking that promise, they were supporting inflation-busting increases in the state pension throughout that Parliament. They were also supporting the restriction of benefits, such as housing benefit, on the basis of people's age. Not need, age. We've also seen more recently tax cuts concentrated among older people or people who are more likely to have more money, which happen to be older. And all this is going on while young people are frankly getting a raw deal from our politicians. Now, it is not often that I find myself agreeing with something that Ian Duncan Smith has to say, but in his resignation letter, regardless of what we might think of the truth behind his claims for why he resigned, he was absolutely spot on when he said that politicians are very good at taking advantage of the fact that young people don't vote and older people do vote. And this is not a Conservative Party problem, it's not a Liberal Democrat problem. All political parties do this, because it's sensible to do it. Politicians' job is to get elected. Why would you pay attention to people who don't vote? So we can't blame them that much for this. Second, why does it matter? Why does it matter that young people aren't really voting? Well, I've just described, they're getting a raw deal. It's really bad for young people, not just now, but it's bad for future generations of young people as well. The support that was provided to my parents by the welfare state was quite badly cut back when I was younger, and for my children, it will be cut back even further, quite dramatically so, in fact. It is really bad for young people that they are seeing the support from the state eroded while it is protected, and in the case of certain groups, extended elsewhere in the electorate. But perhaps the bigger problem, and the problem that my research really focuses on, is the implications of what we're seeing for our democratic stability, our democratic society. We all know that voting is habitual. If you get into the habit of voting while you're young, chances are you'll vote for the rest of your life. If you vote for the first three elections in which you are eligible, after you turn 18, there is a greater than 90% chance that you will vote for the rest of your life, at least until you get very old. If you don't vote in the first few elections for which you are eligible, the odds are you'll never vote. You will never vote in an election again. So we know that habits matter, and we know that you can get into a habit of non-engagement just as you can get into a habit of engagement with politics. So the problem we face is that today's young people, with this unprecedented reluctance to vote in elections, are the most likely to be developing a habit, which means they will never vote for the rest of their adult lives. we could be facing a situation where turnout in general elections goes below 50%. We could be facing a situation where turnout in assembly elections drops even further than it is at the moment. How can people have any faith in the representativeness or the legitimacy or the mandate of their government, whether it's the government in Wales, whether it's the government in London, whether it's the government in Europe even? How can we have any respect or faith in that mandate if turnout is so low, if the majority of people just don't bother voting? The major issue is whether or not compulsory voting is the answer to this. Well, I obviously think that it is. Why? Well, my research and a growing body of academic research suggests that the real reason for declining turnout, particularly among the young people, is rising levels of what we would call political apathy. Now, I don't blame young people for this, but there's pretty concrete evidence that young people today are substantially less interested in politics than were young people 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And this is one of the major drivers of declining turnout among the young in this country. There are lots of reasons for why it's happening. We've got changing engagement with the media, changing engagement with political parties. But one of the biggest problems, I think, is that we, and by we I'm talking about our society, our government, our parties, our schools, parents, communities, we are failing young people. We are failing to give them the incentive, the information, the knowledge that they need to feel that politics is relevant, to feel that the political issues that they care about, that we know that they care about, can be affected by participating in politics at Westminster or in assembly elections. So we need to face up to the fact that declining political interest is one of the things we've got to deal with. Compulsory voting will help us do that. First of all, if you force someone to vote, they're going to be engaged. Even if that engagement takes the form of wandering to a polling station and spoiling the ballot paper or writing something more colourful on the ballot paper, it is still technically engagement. They're still more engaged than they would be if they didn't know the election was taking place. As we know, for some young people, that is actually the case. But I think the greatest reason to argue for compulsory voting is that if we, and again by we I'm talking about our society, all know that everybody has to vote in an election, all of a sudden the incentive for our schools, universities, community groups, sports clubs, political parties to actually take this issue seriously, to put informing young people about politics at the heart of what they do, rather than the gesture that we see in the citizenship education curriculum, for example, or the gesture that we see from political parties in youth manifestos that just rewrite the same policies from the main manifesto with the word youth in it. If we actually put some effort into engaging young people, they will get more interested, they'll get more informed, and they'll be more likely to vote. The Scottish independence referendum, which dominated public and political life in Scotland, families, schools, community groups, charities, they were all talking about it. That proves that if we get everybody interested in an election, if we get everybody interested in what's going on, we can improve youth turnout. Compulsory voting is the best measure that will force our community to get more involved with politics and to help our young people get more involved and interested as well. Thank you very much for your patience.